Now, here's a man who I've spoken to before on this programme, and I've cheered him on from the terraces, indeed, when he's been playing, except when he had a red jersey on him. And I've looked at the book and I suppose, looked at him occasionally and thought to myself, oh, the old George Best line, where did it all go wrong? And now seems to be going right. Let me speak to Keith Gillespie. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
All good with you?
Yes, can't complain.
Keith, you know, I'm aware of what you're doing. You're going to be advising footballers, and yet and all, you've written a book on how not to be a professional footballer.
Yeah, we're starting this sort of venture now in terms of representing players. Myself and Brian Adair, who's from Experience Epic, who really looked after a lot of sort of PR sort of stuff. So I was his first client in terms of that, and he approached me about going into this side of things. So it's something that we're sort of just trying to get up and running now, and looking forward to the sort of challenges.
Yeah, obviously you'll have loads of contacts in the sport. However, how much did you lose? How much did you gamble?
Yeah, it was 7.2 million.
Just run that past me again. How much did you lose gambling, Keith?
7.2 million was sort of the career earnings. So a little bit of poetic license there, because I've obviously got other things that business ventures that went wrong along the way, and advisors sort of stealing a bit of money along the way. So certainly it's something in terms of representing players where I can sort of steer them in the right way. So I'm sort of lucky that I can sort of draw on that sort of on the past sort of feelings in terms of that, where I can sort of advise the players.
You see, this is where you've got the strength, where it would seem like, what on earth would that bloke know about being a professional footballer when he squandered it? You have walked the walk, you've talked the talk, and young lads who are being paid maybe 50 grand a week need to listen to you.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's, everyone sort of says it's a short-lived career. You never know what's around the corner in terms of, you can get injured and things can go wrong that way. So, it's important to get the right advice. It's important to trust people in terms of this business. I've been involved with agents in the past, and fortunately I found a good one in terms of looking after me for sort of 16, 17 years, where before that I had one who tried to steal money off me. So certainly it's a business that you need to sort of trust people, and hopefully myself and Brian can build up a reputable name, and people will trust us.
And are you going to be an agent, or are you going to be an advisor?
Well, Brian pretty much holds the license, and I'm sort of the advisor along the way. So he's obviously drawn on my knowledge. Brian was involved in Irish League football and management as well. So he's got the knowledge of the game too. But I've obviously the knowledge in terms of playing across the water and working under some big names.
Yeah, obviously Brian's got a very good name, and there are many agents who have a good name, but there are also agents who give the impression that, they're getting so much money whenever it comes to transfers and contracts and the deals, that we, the people who enjoy watching football, whether it be on TV or on the terraces, we are paying for people who don't really need to be there in the first place. The agent is someone who gets their claws into the footballer and then holds the club to ransom.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of people out there who are sort of taking advantage of the sort of situation and taking advantage of players. I've seen that in the past. For us, myself and Brian, we've built up a really good relationship over the last few years, and we trust each other. So, our aim is pretty much to advise the players to get them the right move, to get them the right contract. And pretty much, they need to trust us, as much as we trust them. So it's important that we, build up a reputable name. And people will, hopefully see that and see that, first and foremost, we're going to do the best for the player.
Yeah, there'll be some people listening to the programme who aren't fully across football, Keith, and they may not be aware that you were the flying winger for Northern Ireland, one of Northern Ireland's best players down the years. You were one of Alex Ferguson's fine young brand at Manchester United. You played with Beckham and excelled there. And then eventually you went to a variety of clubs, but you went to Newcastle United, where you were extremely popular, and back and forward to Newcastle, a bit where my daughter lives now. And even the taxi drivers talk very fondly of you in, as they say, the toon. Do you have regrets when you look back? Are they financial regrets? Are you footballing regrets?
No, not at all. I mean, I certainly, looking back on my career, I feel very fortunate that I was able to play along with some great players and play for some great clubs and play in the Premiership for many, many years. Represented my country in 86 occasions, which was incredible for me, because once would have been enough. So I don't think there's any point in looking back and having regrets, because there's not an awful lot that you can do about it. You know, the most important thing is how you move forward. And, you know, I've had ups and downs throughout my career, but I think in terms of dealing with sort of situations which I've had to do, it certainly makes you a stronger person along the way.
Absolutely. Fair play to you, and I'm sure young lads will listen to your advice. Good luck with the project. Good luck with it, Keith. And finally, just remind us of the name of that book, because people are already asking here on the text.
It's called How Not to Be a Football Millionaire.
It's a great title.
Yes, we're pretty pleased with the title, and it's still selling quite well, so I'm pleased with how it's come across.
Yeah, and you're in the broadcasting as well. So listen, good luck with the second half of the career, and always good to have you on, Keith. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks, Frank. All the best.
There's Keith Gillespie, who's involved in a new venture, and without doubt one of the finest footballers to come from this part of the world.